from people all over. And Ronnie, it was really more than I expected.
Oh, it was. Even, you know, if you get home and your kids are not humiliated and embarrassed by the show, it wasn't too bad if your kids aren't humiliated.
Yeah, at least mine are gone now.
Yeah,
no longer there to give me a hard time.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what they say anymore, does it? Yeah, but it went well. Thanks for everybody that tuned in, whether it be over the radio or the internet. And I know we had people in Louisiana that were with us and down South Alabama and I think up in Huntsville and Decatur. So, hey, thanks for tuning us in on the internet or, you know, on your iPhone. Jason knows more about that than I do. But thanks. And tell your neighbors and your friends to join us each day on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 o'clock.
That's right. We're going to convert you over to a smartphone before it's over with. You're going to have to do that.
Yeah, I hear you too.
We got a couple of announcements before we move on and talk about some other things. But first announcement right off the bat, we'd like to welcome People's Bank as a major sponsor of Sports Talk Live. Ronnie, they joined up today and going to be playing a big part.
Oh, absolutely. It was great. I really enjoyed, you and I went down and talked to Jimmy Cottrell at People's Bank, and they were so nice. He was so nice to us and cordial and, you know, was willing to help us any way they could. So we're very thankful that they've partnered with us.
That's right. And one big change people will be seeing: Stash the Cash. While we're mentioning that, we'd like to mention we do have a winner of Stash the Cash. It is Cindy Wilson. She found the money under the park bench at Heritage Park the following morning, Wednesday morning.
Okay, I was going to ask you, did she find it that day or was it the next day?
The Wednesday morning she took the three clues and was taking her dogs to the dog park, and the first bench she looked under, there it was.
Oh, good, great for her. Congratulations, Cindy. Hey, hope you're tuning in. I think you are, and, continue to write down the clues and go get you some more money.
We will be doing a version of Stash the Cash, but since People's Bank have joined us, The new name, is going to be Where's Moolah.
Where's Moolah? Hey, that's a great name. Still, we're going to have them, you know, when you hear the Pink Floyd money,
everything
that's
will
the
remain
clue.
The same, but it will be that Where's Moolah. And everyone should be accustomed by now to seeing Moolah around the county at different events and different sporting events, the county tournaments.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say. They always were really good to, you know, to come down to the county tournament and, publicize their business and help our schools any way they could. As a matter of fact, Jason, I remember a few years ago, maybe three, I'm not sure, if you had an account with People's Bank, they did this for one season, then you could get in free to the ball games.
Yes, I remember.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
I took advantage of it.
Oh, what a deal. I mean, you talk about a sweet deal. That was it. So if I didn't get a chance to tell People's Bank thank you before, thank you now, because honestly, it helped our attendance. We had more people to come because, especially if they had an account, you know, and we got reimbursed for it.
It can get real expensive by the time you pay for a family of four and buy the popcorn and cold drinks.
You got that? That's true. I mean, you're going to drop, you'll drop $40 pretty quick.
Oh yeah. And again, thank you to People's Bank for joining up with us, and people will be hearing more and seeing more. They will also sponsor the Player of the Week for each sport and the Coach of the Year award, which will be given out at the end of the season. In other news, I'm going to have to get on the soapbox a little bit, Ronnie.
What's the problem, Jason?
People that follow me on Facebook, or friends, you might say, on Facebook, know I get on a soapbox from time to time, and right now,
you on one?
I'm on one.
You didn't sleep. Is it because you didn't sleep well?
Didn't bother my sleep.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Those of you who are DirecTV customers might want to check in to SEC Network, a little name called the SEC Network that will be starting. I talked with DirecTV yesterday, and as of right now, there is no deal in the works between DirecTV and the SEC Network.
They do realize there's a lot of DirecTV people that do live in the South.
They do realize it, because I got the rates, $1.35 for the SEC Network in the South. If you live out of the South, 25 cents.
Once again, the South, we are being discriminated against, once again.
But DirecTV says that the people who do not enjoy the SEC network are being discriminated against, forced to pay higher prices because they don't enjoy the SEC network.
Well, anybody doesn't, if they don't enjoy SEC football, they ought to have to pay higher rates.
That's it. That's,
you know,
it.
I mean, they're just,
we're talking
there's
about
no-
the same company that puts on Dog TV. Now, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about a channel that is about dogs that people watch to learn stuff about their dogs.
Oh, that's
I'm
not what you're talking
about. A channel for dogs.
You are talking.
let me
rephrase.
My dog watches it all.
You, you are talking about a TV, actual TV program that is designed for a dog to watch.
For dogs to watch. And in fact, my brother told me this morning that if his wife was leaving the house and going to be gone very long, that she would always leave the TV on for their dog. So I guess it gives him something, to him or her, something to watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you guys know what the horrible part of that is? When that TV show first came out, or that TV channel first came out.
Are you talking about the dog show?
I am.
Okay.
It was a pre-preview for the dogs for like 2 months, and then they made a subscription.
A preview of that?
Yes.
So there must have been enough interest to put it on?
So the dogs apparently got addicted and then got very angry when they had to pay. And I guess the dogs have to pay the bill. That's all I know.
I know in my package it is a great bonus. I really enjoy that channel.
What does that channel cost you a month?
If you don't have the package, I've seen it was $4.99 a month.
For that one channel?
For one channel. If you don't have it in the package, and I'm lucky enough to get it in the package, so we spent a lot of time on that.
But if you don't have that package with the dog channel, then I would assume there are some sports channels that you do not get.
That's right.
So they've hooked you.
Yeah, they've got you. And just like the circumstance with the SEC network, if you drop DirecTV and you are NFL Sunday ticket subscriber, you will lose it because DirecTV has the only access to the NFL Sunday ticket. So it's one of those heck if you do and heck if you don't.
Oh, my goodness. A dog.
If it gets closer to football season and I don't have the SEC network, the word heck could change.
you'll be finding somebody else to carry you. DirecTV will be out off of your roof.
That's right. DirecTV is owned. Our SEC network, excuse me, is owned by ESPN, which on down the line is owned by Disney. So you know they're hurting for money.
Oh, don't you know? Just barely scraping
Speaking
by.
Speaking of ESPN, the ESPY Awards on last night, and my team took home two of the awards for, I'm going to have to say it again, the Bama game. The kick six received play of the year, and the game, I understand, received the game of the year over all the games and all the sports.
Yeah, and I remember we talked about that on Tuesday. I think I picked the Georgia to be the most memorable or, you know, whatever, and you said Alabama.
Anytime you beat Alabama, it's the most memorable.
Well, you know, I guess you're right. But, you know, again, hey, when you're the best team in the land, that's what happens.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure that's the reasoning for it. While I'm on my soapbox, I'm going to hit on a little something else that kind of bothered me last night. I wasn't aware of this till this morning in the office, and I was made aware of the Donald Sterling video, and I showed it to you out in the parking lot. Anyone who's seen that.
Yes, you did
show
it
to me. What cause does ESPN have to make this a spectacle of the show?
I have no clue. I mean, I was just
speechless.
They did an
otherwise good show and made a spectacle of Donald Sterling and all his situation.
And, you know, I mean, gosh, he's been beat enough.
That's it.
You know? I mean, let's move on. Everybody's
I mean, the man's
moved.
Not right. Right?
No.
Let's call it like it is.
Absolutely, right. You know. He needs to be in a padded room.
That's
there's
it.
No question, you know, and heavily medicated.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's no question about it, you know. Open the little tray up by the door and slide his food into him, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, come on, you know. Get off of him. Quit piling on. It's over.
Oh, yeah, and it does nothing to help in race relations when this continues to go on. I mean,
no.
We all want better race relations, but
sure,
it does
absolutely.
Nothing to improve it.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Ronnie, did you watch the ESPY Awards last night?
I caught just the tidbit of it.
A tidbit. That is a word you won't get on most shows.
No, you will not. I mean, that's like real bad drunk, you know, just a tidbit of it. I tell you what I did, the part I did see, and I watched it again today. The guy that won the, I think it's a Perseverance Award, or I believe that was the name of it, Stuart Smith, who works for ESPN, who is battling cancer.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it or not, about an 8-minute speech he made, and it was absolutely phenomenal. He did a great job with that. So
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
I forgot about it and resigned to my recliner early last night.
Yeah, watching. Well, did you have your dog up in your lap?
We were watching dog TV.
Yeah, I'm going to get Kathy to get a picture of you with your dog in your lap and your pajamas on watching dog TV.
Yeah, you get a picture of that and I'll pay you for it.
So. Well, we can crop one.
Do you know any of the other awards? Like I said, I'm kind of blank on it.
No, I was going to pull it up here, and I can't seem to, you know, pull it
we'll
up on the internet.
We'll try to get that.
We'll get it up a little bit later, and we'll go over some of those.
Later in the show, we've got a couple of special guests coming in. We'll have Lane Rice, who has just graduated from Cold Springs and has signed a golf scholarship with Wallace State here in the county, and Mason Jones from Coleman, who has signed a football scholarship with Birmingham Southern.
Yeah, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys or meeting those guys. I know you know them anyway, but I'm looking forward to getting to hear from them and, you know, what they had to do to get to this point to be able to play in college and be involved in college athletics and what their plans are, you know, beyond that.
A lot of hard work and a lot of hours are spent. Anyone who makes it to the next level, the percentages are very few that make it to the next level.
Oh, don't you know? And even, you know, to the pro level, from the college levels, I think it's, what, 1% or less than 1%?
Yeah. You have a lot better chance of probably winning the lottery.
Oh, yes, you do, or getting struck by lightning for sure.
Struck by lightning would be more
you got,
down my line.
Yeah, mine too. I'm not winning the lottery now. That's not going to happen for me.
Ronnie, I've been able to pull up the ESPY Awards
here.
Oh,
sweet.
And so I'm going to ask you a few and just see how you would guess this.
Okay.
Best team of the year. Now, this is talking all sports. So who would you guess the best team of the year?
Best? Are we talking about college, professional, anything?
All of them. They're just named a best team of the year.
Best team of the year? Well, I'm going to take the San Antonio Spurs.
And you would be wrong.
I can't believe it.
Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Well, so what? They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who cares?
That was one game.
Who cares?
You know, I mean, San Antonio had...
I know here's one you're going to get.
Okay.
And I can't even pronounce her last name, probably. Best female athlete.
Oh, well. Michelle Wee. That's who that is. She's a golfer.
Again.
Am I?
Ronda Rousey, UFC.
UFC. She a fighter?
Ultimate fighter.
Oh. Well...
Tough woman.
I thought I had a great guest there with Michelle.
Who would you say the best male athlete of the year?
Well, my first
this is
thought
gonna be a basketball.
It is. My first thought would be LeBron James. It is not LeBron James.
It is Durant.
You're Kevin right. Durant from
You're
the
right.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma City Thunder, Kevin Durant, male athlete of the year.
And very well deserved. Have you watched that guy play much?
Oh, he's a hoss.
I mean, the guy is, what, 6'10", somewhere between 6'10 and 7 feet. He got a wingspan of probably, you know, 37 feet.
Yeah.
And he handles the ball beautifully. I mean, my gosh, he has no range, no limit for his range. I mean, he can stroke the basketball. It is amazing to watch him shoot. Who can guard that? Who can guard a guy 7 feet tall with a huge wingspan on the perimeter? You have no chance.
It'd probably be more than we can handle.
We could we could stand on our shoulders and we wouldn't be as tall as he. You know, I could stand on your shoulders.
The best NFL player, this year?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, all the way, the Denver
Boy, Broncos. Was that not an impressive season?
And I've got to ask you this, best game of the year. We've already given out.
We're not talking about football. We're not talking about pro football, NFL. You're just talking about best game.
It's all combined.
Oh, that's Auburn, Alabama.
That's
I know what it is.
That's it. I had to bring that up one more time.
I know you did. It makes me sick.
Best breakthrough athlete.
Breakthrough athlete.
And if you'll think.
Have I already called the name out?
No, you've not called the name out, but if you will think about the best team of the year and the mouth of the team. He was known for running the old mouth after the Super Bowl.
Oh, Bowl. Sherman.
Sherman.
Isn't it Richard?
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, he kind of lost his mind there for a few minutes.
Oh, he went berserk.
Oh, did he not?
It was in the padded room
Yes,
along with Donald Sterling.
Oh, that would be sweet, wouldn't it?
That would be a match. We're coming up on a break here shortly, and we're going to, when we come back, we'll get into, what is it, Ronnie, the out in left field?
Out in left field when we
you
come back.
You don't want to miss that. We've got some stories that you're, once again, not going to believe, but it's a true story, even though Jay don't believe some of these stories.
It's right off the internet, so that makes it true.
Stay with us. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Thanks.
Beans, that's all there is in Nescafe. 43 beans in every cup make Nescafe the all coffee, instant coffee. With the let's have another cup. Taste.
Extra beans means extra flavor. Today's Nescafe goes all the way for flavor with 43 choice beans in every cup.
For those who say top value stamps, the best gift in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stamps, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save, top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free, free.
The Skelly Oil Company, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. And tonight, I'm going to tell you something I just found out about mittens. Yeah, that's right, mittens. You know, the three little kittens lost their mittens, those things. Well, now, what I found out about mittens is this. You see, we have different kinds of mittens for different parts of the country and for different kinds of weather. Way up in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, they put on two pairs of woolen mittens and a pair of leather ones besides sometimes. Not quite so far north, around Iowa and Illinois, for instance, a single pair of mittens will do if they're good and heavy. And further south, a pair of good fleece-lined gloves will keep the frost out of your fingertips. And way down south, of course, well, gloves are just something to dress up in or work with. And mittens, well, they hardly know what mittens are for. Well, now, and here's the point of the whole story. Think of this. Wouldn't it be silly if all these folks that wear all these different kinds of gloves and mittens, wouldn't it be silly if they all tried to use the same kind of gasoline in their cars? Why, of course it would. They need different kinds of gasoline just as much as they need different kinds of mittens. They need gasoline that's tailor-made to fit their weather. Isn't that right? So look, when you're out driving, watch for the big red, white, and blue sign that marks every Skelly service station. Because that's where you can get Skelly tailor-made gasoline. You see, Skelly tailor-made gasoline is weather-right because it's tailor-made to fit the weather in each part of the country where it's sold. It's weather-right for your car wherever you buy it. So remember what I told you about mittens. Wear mittens that are made for your kind of weather and use gasoline that's weather-right, too. That's Skelly tailor-made gasoline, good old Skelly Aromats. Tell Dad to try a tank full tomorrow. Now, here's something your dad should hear about. Skelly gasoline is tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. It's weather-right for your car. So it not only helps you start faster, it gives you faster pickup, too. If you want your car to pull out in front of traffic, if you want your family car to be the first to get away when it starts at a traffic light, you just ask Dad to try Skelly tailor-made gasoline. And once he tries it, he'll say it's a grand gasoline. And I'll bet he uses it from then on. And boy, oh boy, will you be proud of the way your family car starts. and the way it steps out ahead of the rest on the road. Yes, sir, for fast starts and real pickup, tell Dad to try Skelly TaylorMade AeroMax.
In every Chevrolet showroom across America, more and more people are looking at the car that's just out and just wonderful, the 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front-end styling, the bold new grille, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high-fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color-fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection, the greatest engine advance.
So, what do you guys think? Was that a little overkill?
I don't know.
I didn't understand all of it.
I'm like that. I'm in the old age and didn't understand part of it.
you have to bring us up to speed.
You had a little line there. I'm trying to think back. You know, we had one song called Crazy, and then that segued into a song about Crazy Mary, Put Me 6 Feet Under, Dig My Grave a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I noticed they were passing the bottle around.
Yeah, I made sure I included that line just for y'all. So, we'll let y'all do your crazy news now after two minutes of crazy.
Yeah, good deal.
Out in left field, 4:28 this time every day, we're going to bring you Out in Left Field, which is some news stories that you won't hear anywhere else except here on Sports Talk Live.
No, absolutely. But again, this is a public service announcement. That everybody needs to know. It'll just make you
especially
better.
Especially this first story we're going to leave with.
Oh, absolutely. It'll just make you a better person.
You're going to learn something.
It'll probably help the pest control people, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. So, without any further delay, let's go into Out in Left Field. Fire crews in Seattle managed to put out a blaze at a house in the west of the city Tuesday night, but not before it cost $60,000 worth. Remember that number, $60,000 worth. When asked about the cause of the fire, the man living at the property told officials he had been trying to kill a spider in his laundry room using spray paint and a lighter. Now, the wall caught fire before the blaze spread through the house. Now, I understand there was $40,000 of damage to the house, and I think $20,000 in contents, but the spider did not survive.
The spider didn't make it, did it? Hey, but, you know, that could have been one of those spiders that was in Iraq. They're called camel spiders.
I don't care what kind of spider it is.
Yeah, I know. But those things are huge. They're about a foot long. They're 8 inches to 12 inches long. But you're exactly right. Do you think this guy has a problem being – you think
I
he's
read
an –
I that on Facebook last night. I'm still laughing.
Yeah. Do you think he's – what is it if you're scared
of
spiders? From
his accounts, he was otherwise a fairly normal man.
No, he's not.
He's not right.
He's gone. He's gone. He needs to be in there. He needs to be in his padded cell, too. Arachnophobia, is that what it's called, if you're scared of spiders?
Sounds good to me.
I think I'm almost positive it's arachnophobia. He is the poster child for arachnophobia.
Now, I have seen a time when we had a mouse in the house that I would have about done that to get Kathy to forget about the mouse. She called me at the office one day and had me to come home that there was a mouse, and she knew where he was at. So when I walked in the door, she was sitting on a bar stool with a cast iron skillet in her hand, drawn back, waiting on the mouse to come out. So I would have burnt the house down.
Yeah, it would have been worth it to do that. Absolutely.
Funny, what you got?
Oh, man. I just got to say, that guy right there, was there nobody home with him? That'd be my question.
Couldn't have been.
Was there anybody there?
Here's
what I think. That guy right there, he probably still lives with his parents.
Not anymore.
No, he probably does. But here's the thing. Why didn't he just yell? Let's say his mother was there. Say, you know, hey, Mama, can you bring me a shoe?
Yeah, a shoe.
Hey, can you bring me a newspaper? Or at worst,
some bug spray.
Hey, bug spray. That'll work. Yeah. Or what? At worst, hey, can you bring that brick in here?
Yeah.
You know, but no.
Or an axe.
Or an axe. Anything. Exactly. Oh, man. Oh, that's... I'll laugh about that one for days. That's funny. $60,000 worth of damage over a spider. Yeah. Hey, here's one. Toothless man, Kenneth Chambers. And there's a Kenneth Chambers that lives here in Coleman.
I hope it's not the same one.
It's not the same one. This is in Seattle, Washington.
Okay? Not in Florida.
No, it's not in Florida. Toothless man bites roommate. Why? She wouldn't clean his ear.
Hey, you can't blame him.
No, you can't. Man's ear was itching.
That ear gets dirty. You got to do
something. You got that right. Yeah, here's just a gist of it. It said a Washington State man without teeth attacked and took a bite out of his roommate when she refused to clean his ear, according to charges filed by Pierce County Superior Court Wednesday. He was 52 years old.
But the man was toothless?
He was toothless. He didn't bite her.
He gummed her.
Exactly. He was gumming her. That's right. Hey, that reminds me. Gumming. You know, I remember my grandpa, that's what we called him. He didn't have any teeth either. And I can distinctly, when I saw toothless, it brought the visual of, you ever seen somebody with no teeth and they'd eat corn off a cob?
Oh, yeah. I had a step-grandpa that done the same
thing.
Something
they can wear it out, can't they?
Eat anything we could eat. It took him a while, and he made some funny motions.
I can remember him gnawing, for lack of a better word.
Speaking of gnawing, my step-grandpa's nickname was Rat.
Rat.
Yeah.
Went along with having no teeth. But I can remember that today. You know how you get a good ear of corn, you know, there's a lot of milk in that corn. You know, like your parents used to put up.
Oh, yeah.
Put that stuff up, and your mom, you know, she'd cut that corn off and then shave it down through, and that milk would just come down through there. That's the same way my grandpa, when he would start gnawing on that corn on the cob, hey, that milk would just start running down both corners of his mouth like I got a mouthful of snuff. That's what I thought of there.
Speaking of corn, Ronnie, me and my brother were talking about it the other day. His wife was at her mom's helping put up corn, and he was talking about how much work it was and if it might be cheaper just to buy it at the farmer's market. And her response was, yeah, but it will be so good this winter. So is it not good before then? You have to wait till the winter? And that is a comment made by most people that put it up.
You're exactly right.
If you've ever put anything up, you've heard the comment.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be
good.
It's
good in the wintertime. Yeah. That's true.
In the summer, it's not.
No, it's not good in the summer. Dogs wouldn't eat it in the summer. But
I've got one more here,
okay.
Ronnie. And this one, ladies, you might want to listen to this one. If your house is so dirty, now this is another true story. A man breaks into a house through a screen window, unlocked window, goes into the house, steals an $85 pair of earphones. What else did he do?
Did he mop the kitchen?
He mopped the kitchen.
No,
floor.
Are you serious?
Yes. Have you not seen the
story? No, I just made that up.
Yes, I promise you. He mopped the kitchen floor, changed the kitty's litter, and set the garbage out back. So if somebody breaks in your house and cleans it up, you might want to pay a little more attention to your homely details.
Did he not have time to vacuum or do any laundry, kill some spiders or something?
He got the pay with the headphones.
Oh, he did. At least he didn't burn the house down, you know.
And in Ocala, Florida, going back to Florida, we're in push for a break here, but I've got to get this one in. Woman arrested for drugs after doing strip yoga in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
Yoga is a great way to keep fit, but doing it naked in the middle of the road is a stretch, according to several witnesses.
And it wasn't naked. It was naked, right?
Naked.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, coming right up, we're going to have Lane Rice and Mason Jones. I think they just rolled in the door. We're going to a break. Be right back with them.
Dr. Weir's mystery will be continued shortly. Say, by the way, Doctor, is mystery your sole pleasure?
Young man, what could be more pleasant than mystery?
Well, music, for instance.
Why, of course. Have you ever heard my clanking of chains?
Doctor, I'm afraid you've got me wrong. I mean the kind of music men hum or whistle when they feel on top of the world. And gentlemen, one of the many things that give you that tip-top feeling is the pleasure of being well-dressed. Perfect taste is a criterion, and in hats, there's nothing smarter than an Atom. From stem to stern, your Atom hat gives off that look of quality. You see quality in the carefully molded shape, and in the richness of the genuine all-fur felt, and in the subtle color shade. Next time you pass an Atom hat store or authorized dealer, stop in and try on an Atom. Once you see and wear an Atom hat, you'll agree that today, as before, Atom is one of America's outstanding hat values. Now, the good Dr. Weir.
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features. Slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy. And the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables in many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements and AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you're right for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live 95.5. In the studio with us, we have Lane Rice and Mason Jones, and we're going to talk to them a little bit about their past and their future, Ronnie.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys. We really appreciate you. And I know y'all have other things you could be doing. You could be on a golf course, or you could be in a boat fishing right now. So thanks for coming.
Lane, graduated from Cold Springs this past year and have signed with Wallace State in golf. What's it looking like future ahead? When does golf start at Wallace?
Practice starts August 8th, and then school starts August 14th, and I think our first tournament's in September. So I'm excited to see first tournament, how it goes.
Do you know where the first tournament will be?
It's at Coleman Municipal Golf Course.
Good deal. What about travel, man? You going to get to do some traveling?
Yeah, we get to go to different states and play. I think Nationals, if we make it to Nationals, it's in Indiana.
Well, that's awesome. Good to see some of the country.
Absolutely. Lane, the other guys, are there five of you, four of you on the team, or how does that work?
I think there's 13 or 15.
Oh, there are there? Okay.
Yeah. So pretty we have to call a basketball team.
A basketball team, that's right.
That's right.
Great. Lane played some basketball at Cold Springs.
That's right.
How many years of basketball did you put in?
8 years probably.
Way back. Way back. And Mason, you have signed a football scholarship with Birmingham Southern.
That's right.
Old Coleman Bearcatter.
Birmingham.
Tell us a little bit about Birmingham playing Southern. At Coleman.
It's a whole nother level. I mean, it's intense, and we like to get after it, and competition goes up a lot in that 5A division.
Practice don't start at Coleman. It goes year-round, right? You're doing something year-round, if it's on your own or in the weight room or whatever. I know you had another opportunity, possibly more than I know about, but Barry, what made you pick Birmingham Southern over Barry?
Well, as beautiful as Barry is, man, that campus, you know, it's the largest in the nation, deer everywhere out in the country. That's right up my alley, but I felt more, I guess, at home or appreciated at Birmingham Southern, and they have a better past as far as their football program goes.
Oh, yeah, Barry just starting out.
Right, yeah.
First team or second team?
This will be their second team.
Second team.
How did they do last year, do you know?
They didn't win a game.
That's what I thought, yeah.
That makes the decision a little easier.
That makes it easy. Yeah. Let's see, I can travel to Rome, Georgia, which is, you know, what, 2.5-3 hours, and possibly not win a game, or I can be an hour from home.
That's right. Another good question, what do the girls, how do they compare? I know that had to be a deciding factor somewhere.
Well, at Barry, the girl-to-guy ratio is actually 6-1, but I don't know if those are the ones we're looking for. You know?
Oh, okay.
What about Birmingham Southern?
Rich daddy's girls.
At Birmingham Southern?
Another reason to go
that's
Birmingham
the best
Southern.
Reason. Absolutely. You got that. That's smart, boy.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Were you on advanced diploma, Mason? I bet you were.
Yes, sir.
I bet you didn't take remedial classes, did you?
No.
Sir. Most people that go to Birmingham Southern, you can be rest assured, they did not do remedial math.
No. They're not taking basket weaving.
No, they're not. They're not getting tutoring after school either.
And Lane, on your golf, I know you signed early with Wallace State, decided to go ahead and sign, and passed up the possibility of other colleges, probably had some other offers. What made you decide, hey, Wallace is the place for me?
Well, Mom was a big factor on
Mama.
That one. What am I saying?
In this case, Mama is my niece, and I know that well.
But no, I really liked Coach York and what their past. They've been to the national championship probably 5-6 years in a row, and they've won every 2 years in a row. One person from their team has won nationals.
Yeah, that's great. Doing a great job down there. You'll be 2 years at Wallace.
Yes.
I know it's early, but any thoughts after Wallace, if you have the opportunity of moving on?
Yes, I really would like to have another golf scholarship and go play at a bigger college.
Where would you like to go, Lane, if you, you know, if
you had your choice.
If you had your choice, where would you want to go?
I'm really not sure right now.
Yeah.
What about Auburn? Do they have a good golf team?
I tell you who does. Alabama does.
They do have a good golf team.
Yes, they do. Did they win the national? They won it again this year. I know they did because I watched.
They didn't win it in football.
Auburn didn't either.
Oh, that stings.
But no, I'm positive they beat Oklahoma State because I watched it.
Yeah, I think they did.
It was on.
How much time, Mason? I guess go back to you. How much time have you spent visiting the Birmingham Southern campus? Have you got kind of used to things? And
I've been on 3 visits now. My second visit, I went on an overnight stay, and I stayed with the football players in the dorms and got to experience. We went out inside of Birmingham and went out to eat, stuff like that. Learned a little bit about the inside of Birmingham. You don't want to leave that campus too much.
Yeah, it's kind of, is it not kind of fenced in there?
It's one way in, one way out.
Yeah,
it's gated for a reason.
It's not. It's not in the area of that you would consider like a Vestavia Hills or a Mountain Brook or anything like that.
No,
but it is a beautiful campus.
It sure is.
It is a beautiful campus.
And I think Lane, Coach York has signed, what was it, 3 other guys, 3 local guys?
Yes, from Good Hope and Coleman and Arab.
So you played against these guys in the past and now going to be on the same team.
Yes, it's going to be a little bit better. We don't have to be competing against each other. And I know we're both all really good. So
yeah. Did you wear them out, Lane?
Come on, we took turns.
You
took
the spot.
You just beat him like a Rennie Mule, didn't you?
Oh yeah, all
you have to carry him now.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Golf on this morning early at 3 a.m. our time, I think, teeing off. Lane, who would be your favorite golfer right now?
Probably Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. As long as it's not Tiger Woods, we'll let you slip out of
He's
here.
He's the number one ranked player in the world.
Tiger's 3 under right now.
He is.
He had a good day. He had a really good day.
If he were playing football, he would have delay of game penalties, though.
Oh, I know.
One after another. Anytime a camera snaps, he will say words that I will not say.
Yeah, no, we don't need to.
Might say it somewhere else, but not in Columbus.
No, not here. Mason, have you tell us about the football team as far as last year. You know, how'd they do? You got a lot of guys coming back or a lot of new guys or what?
Actually, they won their conference last year. They got some big, nice rings. I've seen those. Those are nice.
That'll turn your head, too.
As far as my position, receiver-wise, they only had 5 returning receivers. So the coaches, actually, they brought in a bunch of receivers. Hopefully I'll get a chance to get in there and play to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you do. Or have they mentioned – I mean, can they – that's Division III, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me how that – I mean, can you redshirt if you choose to – or if they choose to redshirt and you still have your eligibility, or is it
– No, sir. They don't do redshirting. They have a – they have a JV team. It's just – it's kind of like high school, just another level. They play 4 or 5 games, and they have a travel team, which you'll travel – even if you don't start, you'll travel – all with a team, and that's pretty much like key backups and starters on a mixed travel team.
Okay, can you play? Say, can you play a game with the JV, and then the next week play with the, I guess for lack of a better word, the varsity? Or do you know?
No, sir, I don't think so. Okay. If you're on a JV, then you're strictly JV.
That's all you get.
Yes, sir.
Okay, who's your position coach?
It is Coach James. He is I met him a couple times. He was a big part of my recruit. My recruiter is actually Coach Blunt. Both of them are down there. I think probably their 4th or 5th year apiece.
Okay. Are there any of the coaches, or do you have other players from this area down there? Do you know?
Not many from this area. Most guys I'm meeting are either from Birmingham or lower areas, and from Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. But I'm actually one other guy, the closest guy, is from Hartsel, and he's going to be my roommate.
Oh, Coleman Bearcat and a Hartsel Tiger, is that right?
That'd be a nice mix.
It's
not Walter.
Keep your eyes on the paper. One of them will be arrested for fighting.
That's right.
They'll get in a fight. That's exactly what will happen.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to find out. We're going to probably go back to these guys' elementary days and see when exactly they started. Go into a break.
All right.
On Sports Talk Live.
Come back and join us.
Before we join the Shadow in today's adventure, here's a proposition. Regardless of what coal you're now burning in your furnace, order a ton of blue coal. Try blue coal for a week and see if it doesn't give you more even, more dependable, longer-lasting heat. That's fair enough, isn't it? And remember, when you order blue coal, you get courteous, careful delivery and helpful consideration of all your heating problems. Phone your neighborhood blue coal dealer tomorrow. And be sure to hold on till the end of this program. You'll want to hear our special guest of the evening.
What's puzzling you, Ethelbert?
One of those quizzes. And it says here, what are these men famous for? Sidney Porter, Samuel Clemens, Charles Dodgson.
Well, they're all great authors.
Well, how come I never heard of them?
Well, you would if they printed their pen names. They're O. Henry, Mark Twain, and Lewis Carroll.
Well, I'll be. Those names are famous. Everybody knows them.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass.
Mm-hmm.
Silverado, the loquacious limousine, and in top form.
Sure, Arlo, and it's because I'm equipped with an Autolite electrical system.
Ah, then you must have an Autolite starting motor, generator, battery, coil distributor, and a set of Autolite spark plugs, plus all the other important parts that go to make up the complete Autolite electrical system used as original equipment on many leading makes of our finest cars, trucks, and tractors.
Oh, you bet I do, Arlo.
That means every unit and component part of your Autolite electrical system is related by Autolite engineering design and manufacturing skill to give the smoothest performance money can buy.
That's why my owner always insists on Autolite original factory parts.
And friends, you'll find it pays to insist on Autolite original factory parts for your Autolite equipped car. Because from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live 95.5. In the studio once again, Lane Rice and Mason Jones, telling us a little bit about their future and what it holds. And we're fixing to dig a little bit into their past. Lane, when exactly would you say you started playing golf? Or not exactly, when did you start playing golf?
Probably around the age of 11, about, or 12, 6th, 7th grade in there. Started playing with my dad and some friends, and just really just didn't care. Just go out there, have fun, play.
Did you take their money?
No, not then.
Not then.
Not then, but you do now.
Yeah.
I got to know this. What clubs you play with?
I play with Titleist Irons.
Titleist Irons? Mm-hmm. What about your woods or driver?
I play with TaylorMade.
TaylorMade?
Yes.
Yeah. How far you drive the ball?
Probably 310.
310?
Yeah.
If I hit it in the screws, I hit about 365 or something like that. If I hit it out on the toe, it'll go about 310, so. You take 100 off of that, and you probably got the right.
Yeah, I knew you were stretching that one.
Well, you know.
Too old for that.
Everybody talks about, you know.
So did you know pretty quick you wanted to take golf serious and maybe take it to the next level? When did you start playing school golf?
I started in 7th grade on the varsity team.
7th grade on the varsity.
Yeah, I didn't really get serious till about 10th grade when I started shooting in the 70s and everything, and I got real serious about it and practicing all the time.
And you actually went and were fit for clubs and went through the process?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. I know that was some more process.
Yeah, that was awesome, actually. It was just so complicated and everything, just all the differences and shafts you got. It's just crazy, really.
All the things they can come up with.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's crazy.
Now you know why the pros play like they play.
Yeah pretty much. If you got the money, you can probably hit a ball straight. Yeah.
Even me?
Probably.
If you got enough money.
I ain't got that much
money. Lane teach you. Yeah. He'll teach you to play.
And Mason, what about you? Playing football, did you start early?
First grade.
Wow. Okay. You was looking for a helmet when you came out of the womb almost.
That's
<wasn't>
right.
And so you played each year? Or?
Played every year. I started out at Good Hope, and then I ended up transferring to Coleman coming into my freshman year.
That's great. I think you made a wise decision the way it turned out, Birmingham Southern Scholarship.
It came out nice for me.
Not taking anything away from Good Hope, but
not at all.
If you had left Coleman and went to Good Hope, I would say the same thing. If you signed with Birmingham Southern,
exactly. So. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, when you can hang a diploma on your wall that says Birmingham Southern, that's impressive.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it really is.
If you can hang a diploma on your
congratulations.
Wall, period. It's
it is. You're right. Now,
my whole theory when the kids were growing up, if you can get them out of high school without a life changing event,
yes.
You've done pretty well.
You've done your job as a parent.
And so these parents should be proud.
They should
guys
be.
Going off and not having to come off that billfold hardly as much as they would have.
I'm sure, you know, if they really need cash, moms take care of them, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They can always call on mama.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, speaking of diplomas, go ahead.
No,
Mike.
Go ahead.
Speaking of diplomas, Mason, what are you majoring in, you know?
I'm going to take kinesiology at Birmingham Southern 4 years to study the body, and then I'll transfer to Life College in Atlanta and about 3.5 years chiropractic school there, become a chiropractor.
Cool.
Wow, so you're looking at 7.5 years?
7.5.
So are you going to try to come back here? Or you
I am. I'm actually planning to work at Belo Chiropractic with Dr. Cole.
Yeah, Absolutely. I had a kinesiology when I was at Jacksonville State. Hardest class I ever took in my life.
I'll be honest. I didn't even know what the word meant.
Yeah, it's a study of muscles, the range, the origin, the insertion, what the muscle moves. It is unbelievable how detailed it is. Hardest class I ever had.
Mm. Well, what about you, Lane? Which way you headed on?
Going to WAS, take my basics, and then just see how that goes, and if I get another golf scholarship. But I want to go to Mississippi State and go for PGM, which is professional golf management, and be a pro at a golf course and everything.
Great.
Try to do that.
That is.
That would be a tough job.
Oh, that you, absolutely. Every day? Yeah. Oh, man. Wouldn't that just be terrible?
Mason could be treating people from your golf course.
That's right.
Hey, they could be in cahoots together, you know.
They're already in cahoots.
Oh, they're already in cahoots. Okay, I see. See how this works. Oh, that'd be
guys
great.
Are friends and spend a lot of time together, so no telling what they're up to.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think? Whoever wants to go first here, Mason, I guess back to you. What do you think will be the biggest difference? And I know there's going to be a lot between playing at this next level.
To me, it's probably going to be time management. You know, you're supposed to have, they say, 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours of for every hour in class of studying time. And playing football at the college level and then maintaining classes, too, is going to be tough, especially with the course I'm taking. So that's going to be the biggest part for me, is just maintaining my time.
That's a wise statement. You can tell he's going to Birmingham Southern.
I've known several people that have went on scholarships, different kind of ball. Some love it, and some say, hey, they own me.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Yeah, it becomes your life.
It does. But there's a reward there too.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, and you know, wins. You know, maybe championship rings. Mm. And then again, the ultimate goal for both of you guys is college degrees, and being able to financially take care of yourselves and someday your families.
Oh, man, a lot to look forward to, and I hope you guys will stop back in and see us as the season goes on. I know Lane's going to be a little closer than you, but I know you're number two.
So right.
I'll be getting in touch with you both. And Lane, as far as, is there a big difference other than the competition level at the collegiate level? I mean, is it like I know nothing about golf, basically. So is it basically you just get out there and play your game, but play it on a higher level?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's just going to be more nerve-wracking, you know, going to courses you've never played before and never seen before, and probably only get one practice round or two. And it's just going to be tough not knowing the course and then not knowing your opponent or anything, like you know everybody around here.
Yeah. If you're a good, you know, honestly, Lane, look, around here, if you're a decent high school golfer, you're going to wear most people out.
Right.
But that's not going to be the case now.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got to be good day in, day out. And that's only going to happen by work, and you know that. I mean,
right.
You know, folks who love to play golf, they love to play golf. You know, they love to go out and hit balls and those kind of things. But so
both of these guys, as I understand, have overcome injuries. Lane has had the most recent injury on a move that his daddy wasn't too proud of. Tell us about that injury, Lane. He wasn't playing golf.
No, I wasn't playing golf. I was told to go spray the four wheeler off, and I just, you know, took it for a ride around the house.
You just drying it off after you sprayed it off with the
No, I just took it out for a ride, okay. You know. Nothing.
So you did nothing right. than what your dad said today?
Pretty much.
Okay, all right.
I just took it around the house and just slid sideways, and it caught and slung me off. I tried to catch it myself. My left arm dislocated out of place.
Oh, goodness.
And this was just before?
This was right before the county golf tournament. Yeah, so it wasn't very good, but I got back very quick and it's about 90% back, but it ain't 100%, so we're just now getting back to normal.
Are you going through therapy?
No, not anymore.
but
can you play?
Yes.
Can you hit balls? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mason, best I remember, you suffered a pretty serious concussion.
I did. It was rough. I woke up in the hospital in Birmingham, had no idea why I was there, and
I think you made some funny statements on the way to the hospital. Probably wasn't funny at the time. But
I'm not sure. I can't remember. I remember two plays from the game. Nah, I don't remember anything about the day at school. That's all I can remember. Next thing I know, I woke up and everybody was surrounding me in the hospital. And that's just a scary feeling, you know, when you don't know what's going on around you.
Oh, no wow. question about it. Hospital scare me. Head injuries on top of that. I tell you what, guys, I wish you the best of luck in the future. I know both of you are going to do well. And like I said, keep in touch with us. Hey, anytime you're back in town, the season's going on, we're going to be giving you a shout and getting you back in here.
Yeah, guys, really, thanks for coming in. I hope everything goes great for you and you have a great career, because this is the best time of your life right now. You will be away from home. You're going to be away from home, and you're on your parents' dime. Okay.
Right.
And you probably had people tell you, "Hey, don't." About the time you're going to graduate, change your major. Stay on your parents' dime as long as you possibly can.
Congratulations to these two guys. We'll be right back, and we're going to get into a little bit of SEC media days.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay. Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, Brisk.
When you are late and in a rush to clean your teeth, do you really brush or do you just brush in a rush? Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
You should brush your teeth thoroughly, but when you have to, brush in a rush. Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay. Helps strengthen tooth enamel on contact. Instantly destroys most bacteria that cause mouth odor and decay.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
When Coleman's weather's getting down, just call on, call on, why not? Relief in factors all around, so call on, call on, why not?
Business now for years and years.
Forget those seeds and sniffle fears.
When Coleman's weather's getting down, just call on, call on, why not?
Inimitably effective.
Many years ago, tomato soup and cream of tomato were unusual dishes, enjoyed very much, but not very often. Today, of all the soups in the world, tomato soup is the one most often served. Not because women have taken to making tomato soup frequently. No, on the contrary, few housewives ever attempt it anymore. There's just one reason for tomato soup's popularity, and it is this. The magic, matchless flavor of Campbell's tomato soup. There's a lively verve, a dashing zest about this flavor that people take to at once and come back to and enjoy again and again. The first racy taste of it has a way of arousing a desire to eat, and yet there's a pleasant feeling of satisfaction when the last spoonful is gone. So this soup is a happy choice for the main dish at lunchtime or at supper, and it also is a fine way to start the day's main meal. Serve it sometimes, too, as cream of tomato, made with milk instead of water. You can always be sure that it will be received with pleasure, because this, of all soups, is the one people like to have most often, Campbell's Tomato Soup.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live 95.5, Coleman's independent radio station. And those of you who listened in Tuesday night with us know that when you hear the song Money, that means what was Stash the Cash. But we've got an exciting news. People's Bank has agreed to sponsor what was Stash the Cash, and now it will be called Where's Moolah?
Where's Moolah? That's which is the theme that goes along with People's Bank.
That's right.
With the cow.
We'll start that back Tuesday night, and with their sponsorship, it's going to allow us to give away more money, more winners. It's just a win-win situation.
Yeah, it's a win for us. Hopefully, it's a win for them, and hey, it's a win for whoever finds the money.
That's a win, especially for them.
So. That's exactly right. So thanks to People's Bank for partnering with us. We appreciate that.
And to kick it off, Tuesday night, we will be giving clues to $100 in cash that will be hid somewhere in the city. Once again, in the city limits, you will find an envelope hid somewhere, and inside the envelope will be Moolah. Moolah, the actual cow, and you will have instructions inside on how to contact us to collect the money. And, Ronnie, once again, you are not allowed to hunt the money.
I cannot hunt the money.
Not
well,
this time.
I really appreciate that.
If you want to hunt something, I'll put one out for you, and you can go hunt it.
Yeah, it'd be like hunting Easter eggs, wouldn't it?
So, Ronnie, that brings us to SEC Media Days, and I'm going to let you handle most of this one because I'm afraid if I say too much about it, I'm liable to break out and have to go get some Benadryl or something.
Well, you know, as most of us know, at least those of us who are Alabama fans, today was certainly the most important day, you know, during Media Days.
Well, when, come on now.
When you know, Saban rolls in, he has a huge entourage.
World stops.
Yeah,
Saban
absolutely. Well, they said, hey, it's just about, you know, he brings so many people, just about like when the president comes,
yeah.
You know. So, but I was able to watch.
He gets a little better reception than the president.
Yeah.
In Alabama anyway.
Hey, you got that right. Yeah, he's like much more than the president is, at least that's statewide. But he was there today. Several other college coaches, you know, Mark Richt was there today. I mean, Mark Stoops, who is Kentucky's head football coach, was also there today. But, of course, you know, everybody that was there for one purpose, and that was to see, you know, Nick Saban and what he has to say. And it was kind of strange. He started out his segment, and he didn't talk about his football team. He didn't talk about offense. He didn't talk about defense. He didn't talk about last year's season. He didn't really talk about anything. He went straight into the student-athletes. And what's expected of the student athletes. And, you know, he really basically was saying, it seems like year to year that our incoming, and I hate to say this, but I'm just kind of repeating what he was saying, that the incoming freshmen seem to be more immature each and every year. He said there's such a wide variety difference in the incoming freshmen and the guys that's been in his program, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. And, of course, he's,
that's after, you know, he's cracked the whip.
No, absolutely. You know.
And we are raising, I mean, you see it all around you. We're raising, as time goes on, a more and more spoiled generation. A lot of people are not going to like that, but that's just the truth of
well,
it.
Well, sure. Absolutely. And who's responsible for that?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's, you know, the parents, and it's getting easier and easier for kids, and the easier you make it, of course. The more spoiled they become.
That's right.
I tried to get my mom and dad to buy me a radio station. They wouldn't do it.
You had to do it on your own?
Well, we're glad you did.
Why would you expect them to do, you know, why would we expect our parents to do that for us? You know,
entitled.
I mean, come
what
on. You're exactly right. You're entitled to it. You know, that's right, Jay.
Ronnie, along those lines, I seen just glancing over what King Saban, I mean, Coach Saban had to say.
The King's fine.
Yeah. He used the analogy of players who have been arrested to parents having problems with their kid, saying, you can't kick people out of your family. But to me, college football is a totally different situation.
It is, you know, but I understand what he's saying, and all those coaches do the same. You know, they kind of become their parent, you know, once they leave home and make their way to the college campus. So, you know, there is a I hope the coaches feel like there's a responsibility there for them to be the parent. But I also understand what you're saying. At some point in time, you know, enough's enough, and, you know, we got to move on.
Oh, yeah, you got to draw the line somewhere. And I liked what he went on to say when he said, I've never dismissed anyone from the team that ever amounted to anything.
I know. Boy, that was pretty bold, wasn't it?
So if you've been dismissed from the Alabama football team.
Yeah, he just lit you up again. One more time, you know. I heard that too. Good grief,
Saban. Did he have much to say about Lane Kiffin. I know that was a controversial hire.
He did. They asked him about, you know, Lane Kiffin. And, of course, you know, again, he says the things that you would expect any coach to, that, you know, he's looking forward to working with, you know, with Lane, and so far the players have taken to him really well. But, you know, then he also says he understands it's very difficult that once you've been a head coach, you know, he's a head coach in the NFL, and he was a head coach at Tennessee, and he was a head coach at, you know, University of Southern California, that it is difficult to go back and work as an assistant.
He's a real popular man in the state of Tennessee.
Oh, yes. They love him in big orange country, you know. So, but you know, that's kind of where he left that he understands that it's difficult for Kiffin to come back in his assistant role. And, you know, my opinion, he's not going to be there long.
Oh,
you
no.
know, I don't think, well, you don't know, Alabama it. in 2016, they opened the season against USC.
I'm already looking forward to that. Yeah,
absolutely. I've got it marked on my calendar, and they're going to be playing in, you know, the Dallas Cowboys stadium at Arlington. I don't think Kiffin will be there. I think he'll be gone by then.
In his past, Kiffin has seemed to make a great assistant coach and has done well as offensive coordinator, but as head coach, not a lot of luck and not a lot of love.
yeah, those kind of go hand in hand, don't they? So, but anyway, that's kind of what he said about Kiffin. And he's got some other guys, you know, have been gone that have come back. Kevin Steele is another coach that was there at one time, went to Clemson, has come back to the University of Alabama. But here's just a few little stats about Alabama football. Last year, we know they went 11-2. They started out the season 11-0. So they lost their last two games. You know, Auburn beat them. The miracle there with the field goal.
Play of the year.
Play of the year. Absolutely the play of the year. And then they go in the Sugar Bowl, and Oklahoma just waxes them, you know, in the Sugar Bowl.
That was a shocker. I was watching that when I was in.
That was ugly.
I was in Beverly Hills, California, waiting on the championship game, I might say.
The most important game.
Watched that one, and I couldn't have been more surprised by the outcome, to tell you
yeah,
the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but, you know, again, it was a good year, but they've certainly got a taste of humble pie. And probably they had, you know, they've been so successful, and wins were coming, you know, relatively easy. And you get complacent, you know, probably coaches.
Oh, yeah.
And players, certainly fans, you know, fans expect so much out of them. It's almost unrealistic. But that's where they ended the season at 11-2, 7-1 in the SEC. As far as what they've got coming back, numbers-wise, is all we're talking about. They have seven offensive players back, and they have five defensive players that will be returning. Now, offensively, I think the question mark for them will be up front. This is replacing, you know, the people that they lost on the offensive line. And, of course, the big question is their quarterback.
Jacob Coker has already been projected as one of the top five underclassmen quarterbacks, and he's yet to throw a ball.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's hyped.
Of course,
you know,
he has been praised by his former head coach. Jimbo has really laid it on thick that he was the best athlete he had seen in Alabama. Had never had a quarterback as good as this kid.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see just how good, you know, he is. When, you know, if he wins the job, he may not win the job.
Did
you know?
Saban address the Texas rumors at any point that just, $100 million is fine bomb is reported?
Yeah. The only thing he said was, I never talked, basically, I'm paraphrasing, I never talked to anybody at Texas, so I don't know how they could offer me $100 million.
He didn't say Jimmy Sexton.
No, he didn't say. He didn't call anybody else's name. He just said, I didn't talk to anybody, so nobody offered me $100 million.
Hey, if somebody offered me $100 million, I'd coach at Alabama for $100 million.
I'd walk. I'd walk from here to Anchorage, Alaska, if somebody's going to pay me $100 million.
What you're talking about up front? What does it look like up front for Alabama? I don't keep up with them by purpose. I may have to since we started this show, but
yeah. Well, they've got they've got a few kids back. They lost Quanjo, and then I can't think of the kid that played center for him, his name's left me, but they have got to replace, I think, about three offensive linemen. And but you know, if you recruit as well as they recruit, you should be able to have somebody come in who can get the job done. I mean, they've had the number one recruiting class five out of the last 6 years. You would think they're going to be pretty solid.
Yes, they always are on top of the recruiting.
Exactly. So, hey, we'll be back. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to take a quick break.
About Magic Touch, Campana's new cream makeup. Is it so very different from other makeups?
It's so different that you'll never believe how much prettier it will make you until you try it. Magic Touch is a cream complexion makeup that you apply with your fingertips. No powder puff, no water. You can use it anytime, anywhere. And it literally performs magic for your complexion. Gives you that new complexion loveliness that women are demanding today. The unmade-up look. Magic Touch provides a feminine, delicate, fragile makeup beauty. The Dresden doll-like complexion that women are seeking.
What does it look like?
Magic Touch is a wafer-thin cream in a beautiful white and gold compact. It offers you six new complexion-flattering shades. All you do is stroke your fingertips across the surface of the cream, apply to your face, and blend. Magic Touch contains a new magic ingredient that causes it to blend better than any cream makeup yet invented.
Do I use powder, too?
No, if you want the new luminous effect, and I don't mean shiny. Yes, if you want to give your complexion a matte finish. Either way, Magic Touch gives you a new, flawless-looking complexion.
Is Magic Touch very expensive?
Surprisingly inexpensive. You get a large-size, classic, golden-white compact of Magic Touch for only $1.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
And believe me, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you do. Yes, ladies, thousands upon thousands of you from East Coast to West Coast have said how glad you are that your favorite hand lotion, Italian Balm, is back again in the stores. Made exactly as it was before the war.
I know a lot of children who are glad, too. Children's hands, wrists, and legs get chapped so easily in winter. And Italian Balm is so soothing, so protecting on children's tender skins.
Men also are glad to have Italian Balm back again. Men don't like dry, chapped, red, beefy-looking hands any better than anyone else. And they know that Italian Balm, rich, concentrated, clean-smelling, is the lotion to use in the wintertime. It's so different from thin, watery lotions.
So economical, too. Remember, just one drop serves both hands.
Today, Italian Balm offers the same pre-war quality, same pre-war quantity at the same pre-war price. Can you beat that for hand lotion value? Try it tomorrow. Italian Balm. Scratching and irritated skin can cause serious infection. If you're troubled with skin irritation caused by eczema, hives, winter rash, use DDD Prescription, the cooling antiseptic liquid that brings relief from irritating skin discomfort almost instantly. Ask for DDD Prescription. Trial bottle, 35 cents at any drugstore.
And now, boys and girls, here is what you get when you join the Secret Squadron. This membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number. This official Secret Squadron manual, and this combination badge and decoder. Look, here's how the decoder works. I'll give you a two-word clue. And the second word is in our secret code. The first word is watch. Now, here is the secret code word. Write down these numbers. 17. 3. 20. Now, set your secret decoder like this, for code A3. Then decode this important clue to next week's adventure. If you don't have your Decoder badge, here's how you can get one for your very own. First, get a jar of the official Secret Squadron drink, delicious chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Then, cut out the wax paper disc that covers the Ovaltine jar. And send that disc with your name, your address, to me, Captain Midnight, Box P, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's all. Send no money. It's free to every boy and girl who joins the Secret Squadron. And when you receive your Secret Decoder badge, membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number, and 12-page manual, you'll be a full-fledged member. Remember, get your Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Hot or cold, it's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang. So every day, drink instant Ovaltine.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio Station. And in the middle of SEC Media Days, we're going to change directions and take our fishing report. Rhett is on the line with us now. He has a fishing tournament tonight, so we're going to go ahead and take his call early and see what the fish are biting. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Ronnie. I'm about to give up fishing, Ronnie, so I'm going to let you handle this one.
Hey, well, Rex, thanks. We really appreciate you partnering with us and doing our fishing segment for us, and I hope you wear them out tonight, and thanks for taking just a few minutes to tell us what may be going on the area lake. So what can you tell us?
Hey, anytime, Ronnie, anything I can do, you know, I'll help you out. But right now, I'm first time I've been out in a while, sitting on Gunnersville, and just hoping we can catch a few fish, a little 20-25 boat tournament this evening. Just think it's over with, like at 8:30, so
yeah.
Fish been biting really good on Gunnersville and Smith Lake both, so figured I'd try to come out here for a while. I've been sitting up in the chair long enough.
Absolutely. Rex, can you give us a clue or kind of tell us what the pattern of the fish may be now, or what they may be biting on the, you know, on our area lakes?
Well, on Smith Lake, of course, it's a night bite, and, you know, except for the last couple of days where we've had some cooler weather. The weather's been so hot, everybody's been fishing at night. But all your tournaments are at night on Smith.
Right.
They, most of them fishing from 6 to 11 or 6 to 2 o'clock. And most everybody just pleasure fishing, getting out at night just because it's so much cooler. And it's mainly a jig bite, spinnerbait bite after dark.
After dark. Is there a morning bite that's still going on, maybe some topwater stuff?
There's a little bit, but it's not much. And I haven't been on Smith recently, but it's been a pretty good bite going on. It's just not a major bite like it usually has.
Right. Yeah. Smith is, you know, unless you fish a lot or you're a good fisherman, Smith is, for me, Smith is difficult, tough place for me to catch fish. Well, why is that, other than I don't know how to fish?
Well, Smith's getting better the last year and a half to 2 years. Smith Lake's not the same fishery it was 3-4 years ago. Everybody used to call it the Dead Sea, and it's not that way anymore. You know, now if you don't have 17, 18, 19 pounds, it's you're not doing any good. Like I said, Smith is changing. It's changing fast, and the people that give up on Smith need to really get back out there and try it again.
Right. I got a question here, Rex. Let's just say, and I think you'd already touched on it, this time of the year, whether it be Gunnersville or Smith, can you catch fish on the same type of baits on both lakes?
No, it's two different animals. When you're on Gunnersville, you're throwing big swim baits, big jigs, big crank baits. On Smith, I mean, it's like I said, Smith's not what it used to be. It's not a finesse lake like it used to be years past. But you don't throw the same size baits. You downscale a little bit, mainly because of the clear water. You know, clear water dictates the size of bait to use.
Right.
So much, so much clearer than anything Spencer River has to offer. It's a totally different factory to go to.
Yeah. Well, Rex, if you could touch base or tell us about times of the year, why the fish do what they do, why they move, where they move, and those kind of things.
Well, right now it's all based on water temperature. Gunnersville, you know, water temp sitting at 85, 85 and a half degrees. Usually hotter than that right now.
Uh-huh.
Had a couple of cool days, but and it draws puts fish out deeper in the channels and on the ledges. get a little bit of top water in the evenings, which is what I'm hoping for right here in the next few minutes.
Right. So when the water temperature is up, they're going to go deep or deeper.
Rule, yes. As a rule, they get out on the ledges, getting that cooler water. They get below that thermocline, and it's a whole lot cooler for them there.
Right.
And it's the same thing on Smith.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it the same thing?
Smith's a whole lot cooler lake than the river is, but that deep water on Smith, once you get down 20 to 30 feet, it's really cold.
Yeah.
And that's just what fish
right. Okay.
would rather stay at.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got a question here. If you, let's just say somebody that doesn't fish much or doesn't fish at all, and they want to go to Gunnersville and they want to fish, but they don't know where to go, what could you tell them just, where they make a go, what pattern they need to look for, could they just?
You find you some grass and start fishing, really and truly. Fish can always be caught in the grass on Gunnersville no matter what time of year it is, whether it's dead grass, whether it's topped out grass. Very few days of the year where you can't go catch a few fish, at least, out of the grass. That's the easiest pattern to find because grass is all over the lake. And for the people, the ones that don't even, don't bass fish a whole lot, pick up a big worm or a big jig or a topwater and you'll find some grass.
I hear about some guys, using like 10-inch worms, fishing over there.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, and I bet you better have some heavy tackle too, hadn't you?
Heavy tackle, don't fish with nothing less than 15 pound. I suggest go up to 20, of course. But they, like I said, find you some grass, start fishing. When you go on Gunnersville, you'll find some fish.
Right. Well, what about, and last, before we let you go, what about Smith? If nobody's ever been to Smith, what do you need to do?
Well, like I said, Smith, for the summertime right now, get you a Colorado blade spinnerbait, don't matter what color it is,
uh-huh.
Red, black and green, black and blue. And just go throw it out on the deep points or around some deep boat houses, and you'll eventually get you a big old spot to bite.
Points and around boat houses.
That's the, unless you know where all the brush piles are at, that's
right.
Where you start.
I got you. Well, as far as on Smith, is there one section of the lake that's better than the other?
No.
No.
Really not. I mean, sometimes the upper end's better than the lower end during the year. Mainly that's during the winter.
Right.
But during summertime. Summertime, everything's pretty much equal.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, hey, Rex, I really appreciate you calling in, especially you're sitting over there on the lake now ready to fish, and I know you're chomping at the bits to wet your line, so, hey, we really appreciate it.
And everybody's already blacked it off.
Oh, you should have told me, Rex. All right, man.
They went early.
I got right, you. Hey,
anytime, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rex. Wear them out, man.
All
righty, bye-bye.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best bets Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
M. Bullivar here, Bullivar Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-year-old Bullivar President in the charm and color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value.
Budweiser commercial featuring the crew cut.
Where there's life, there's fun. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go. Budweiser's here is for folks to know.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream,
a little dab will do ya.
Brill Cream,
you look so debonair.
Brill Cream,
the gals will all pursue ya.
They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
All right, get set, both of you. Here comes the count.
5 seconds. Countdown.
They'll buck. It looks like we're ready. And if all goes as planned, we should land on Mars within 60 days. Just think of it. The first man to travel into space. Dr. Zeno, the whole world will be watching us today. Just think of it. If we're successful, it'll mean the beginning of a brand new adventure. But we'll never equal before.
13, 12, 11.
Thank you.
Right side of the curve.
won't fire. He's attacking something.
Quick, what's wrong? We're going to eject everything.
Hold on, Doctor. We know, I know what we've forgotten. But this is all we need to get to the planet Mars.
So quick, man. What is it?
It's bubble up. What else? Stand by to bubble out.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter. Nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
In every Chevrolet showroom across America, more and more people are looking at the car that's just out and just wonderful, the 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front-end styling, the bold new grille, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high-fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color-fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection, the greatest engine advance since the overhead valve. Plus, four famous drives topped by new exclusive Turbo Glide that brings you triple turbine takeoff and a new flowing kind of going. So visit your Chevrolet dealers soon. See the car that goes them all one better. Number one in the USA, the 57 Chevrolet.
Welcome back once again to 95.5 Sports Talk Live, and we're going to go right back into some SEC football, and who knows, before this is over, we may try to take some phone calls.
Yeah, if you want to call in, you want to talk about any, you know, Alabama, Auburn, give us a call, 737-9951. So, Jason, let's go through Bama's schedule now, and we'll pick who we think's going to win, which, you know, mine's already done.
Oh, yeah,
it's pretty simple.
I know your picks before you ever throw them out.
You got that right. So, okay, they open the season up on Saturday, August the 30th, which is a 2:30 game on ABC national TV against West Virginia in Atlanta.
In the Georgia Dome.
In the Georgia Dome. Who do you got?
I'm going to say Alabama wins that one, but I don't think they're going to cover the point spread, and I don't even know what the point spread is at this point. I think it'll be closer than most people think.
How much do you think they'll win by?
Alabama wins by 13.
Really? I can tell you an Auburn fan.
That's it.
I'll say at least a minimum 21.
It's going to be Alabama's first game, Coker's first game. We'll see.
That's why you got T.J. Yeldon and Henry in the backfield.
Somebody's got to give it to them.
Just give it to them. Hey.
Run the Wildcat.
We can take a middle school kid and take a snap and hand it off to him.
Yeah, we will see.
You know, just don't ask them to throw it. But just give it to them and let's go. Next game is September the 6th. They play Florida Atlantic in Tuscaloosa.
Florida Atlantic, that should be a win for Alabama.
I think so.
I think me and you could beat Florida.
Oh, exactly. So that one will be quite potent. I say they'll win that one by at least 35.
Yeah, if Nick takes it light on them, 35.
Yeah, you're right. Next game is September 13th. They play the Southern Miss Golden Eagles again in Tuscaloosa, and again on TV.
Now, who was that again?
Southern Miss.
I was reading the board.
Southern Miss. You mean they used to play Southern Miss several years ago.
At one point was a good team.
Yes, they were.
They are terrible now.
Yes, they are.
Terrible.
Did they even win a game last year, or was it 2 years ago?
I think it was last year they didn't win a game.
Okay.
And you can ask Auburn's defensive coordinator about Southern Miss.
Hey, that's right. Ellis Johnson.
Another no competition game for Alabama.
Oh, that'll be brutal. I'm going to say that would be 40 plus.
Okay.
Next one is the on September 20th, the Florida Gators in Tuscaloosa.
Florida Gators in Tuscaloosa. Muschamp's got a lot to prove, but I think Alabama still wins that one in a close one. I think it's going to be close.
How close?
Get this. Alabama wins by less than six.
Goodness.
Less than six. Mark it down. Go bet that on the Vegas.
You've been out in the sun too
Go
long.
Go bet that in Vegas.
That's why your face is that. It's red, but
it's sitting with these Alabama fans making my blood pressure go up. I'll be giving North Alabama Medical a call up in my blood pressure.
Oh, we'll call an ambulance for you. But, wow, less than six. I'm going to say they win by at least two touchdowns. But now Florida is. Florida.
You are a bad drunk.
Yeah. Florida is going to be much better. They are.
They were decimated
by injuries last year. They're going to have a good football team. I think that Florida will win at least eight games. I think they'll win eight games. But the key is, will those eight games be enough to keep his job? Because they can't just be eight games. I think it has to be. If it's only eight, it's got to be. They've got to get a big win somewhere in there. Like
Alabama win could save the
right,
job.
Alabama, Georgia, you know, somebody like that. They can't win eight games and not beat any of the big, right. You know, the big boys. Okay. All right. Next game, October the 4th. They play Ole Miss at Oxford.
Ole Miss at Oxford. Get ready for this. Lean back in your chair.
Oh, no. He's lost his ever-loving mind.
The Rebels have more experience at quarterback than anybody in the SEC.
Well, he still
Alabama
can't.
Traveling. Oh, Ole Miss Rebels take Alabama in an upset.
Oh.
On a normal year, I would never pick this, but this year, it's the year.
How can
it's
you do
the year
that?
Of the Rebel.
How can you do that?
Why did they get rid of the Rebel?
Well, there's too much controversy.
Yeah, too much controversy over an old man with a glass of beer in his
That's
hand.
Exactly right. Their quarterback, I can't even think of Ole Miss's quarterback, the name. He was a junior college transfer last year. His name has left
his
me.
His name
he
escapes
did,
me,
yeah,
too.
He did a good job. He was kind of up and down. He was either really good or he was pretty bad. But, I'm taking Alabama, no question. Next week they got the Arkansas Razorbacks in Arkansas.
It don't matter where they play them, Arkansas, unless they've made a lot of improvement, and I don't see it.
I don't either.
Alabama wins that one by at least three touchdowns.
Oh, at least. And maybe a lot more than that. Okay, next game, Texas A&M in Tuscaloosa.
Texas A&M couldn't stop me and you, Ronnie.
No.
And they won't stop Alabama. I don't care who's quarterback.
No, they won't. And Alabama, they won't have to. They won't have to rely on throwing the football. They can just hand it off, because as we said Tuesday, Arkansas is terrible,
and Texas A&M
is terrible.
Even worse.
You got that right. Exactly.
This year, defensively.
Yeah, defensively they are. Okay. Then the next week, October the 25th, they have the Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville.
The Tennessee Volunteers up on old Rocky Top.
Rocky Top. You don't hear that much. You don't hear Rocky Top played much after the games now.
No, but Auburn has got a nice hire from the Rocky Top State.
Yes, they did.
We'll get into that later. That was an awesome hire for Auburn.
Yeah.
Alabama wins this one again, I'm going to say, in the 17-point range.
Oh, that'll be that at half.
Running.
I'm just kidding. They'll win by 20.
All right.
That's what I think.
That's close enough.
Hey, Tennessee hadn't beat Alabama. Bill Clinton was president the last time they beat them.
They won't beat them, but I think they hold it under 20.
Yeah, maybe so. Next game, big game, at LSU.
At LSU. At LSU, oh me. I think Alabama loses again. The Tigers are going to take them. The Mad Hatter.
I can't believe it. No, they don't have a chance. LSU doesn't. Even at home, they cannot beat Alabama this year. They just don't have the studs to do it. I think they lost 15 players, something like that, to the NFL last year.
The Mad Hatter gets them.
Yeah, he'd bend over and eat some grass like a goat, you know. So, all right, so you're taking LSU. Of course, I'm taking Bama. Next week, we got Mississippi State in Tuscaloosa.
As we talked about Tuesday, Mississippi State, I think, will be another year of Mississippi State football where they win – 7-8 games, but one of them won't be Alabama.
No.
Alabama wins that one.
You got that right. No question. Next week, November 22nd, Western Carolina.
Why do they even schedule that one? Alabama wins that one playing the JV team.
Homecoming. I say they win it. They win it by 50.
Yeah, I'm going to say 40.
40, okay.
I'm going to be conservative.
I got you. All right, now we've got the last regular season game, November the 29th, in Tuscaloosa against the Auburn Tigers.
Well,
what do you got?
It don't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. I think Alabama will lead through three quarters. Auburn, once again, deals a misery in the fourth and comes away with a win on their other home field.
So you know what my pick is going to be.
No use in saying it.
No, it's not. Alabama wins. Alabama goes undefeated, 12-0, and you've got them losing two games.
I got them losing three games.
You got them losing three games?
Ole Miss Rebels and both Tigers, LSU Tigers and the Auburn Tigers.
You honestly think they're going to lose three football games?
If they're fortunate.
They hadn't lost three football games in...
Saban is on the decline. The best coach in the state is across
the state. He is on the decline. Let me give you a stat. Here's his decline. He has 72 wins the last 6 years. That, if you figure that up, that's 12 a year.
What happened last year?
They won 11.
On the way down, baby.
That means they're going to win 13 or more this year.
All right, Ronnie, got to read a few announcements here before we go to our next break. We'll argue about this maybe when we come back in. We could discuss this all day, and neither one of us ever going to change the other's mind.
That's right.
Join us for Celebrate Coleman. This is the fourth annual event. It has kicked off right after the devastating tornadoes that hit downtown in August 2011. Continuing with that tradition, there will be free entertainment, free kids activities, free fun for the whole family. Lots of shopping. Hey, women, that's right down the alley, and lots of food for the guys.
Don't repeat that one about the shopping.
And new this year, Live 95 will be on site.
Sweet.
Be broadcasting live from the event. The event starts at 2 at Fest Hall Markets with the bands. At 2 o'clock, Bluegrass Band. 3:30, Smoke and Mirrors. At 5 o'clock, Bill Smith Stage. The band Nick. At 7 to 8, Matt Taylor Band. I think I've got that time off. Matt Taylor Band at 7 to 8, and from 10 to 11:30, Thad Company.
That's it. You got it.
On the Happy Home Stage, from 6 to 7, Cole Rain. 8 to 9, Mitch Mann. 9 to 10, Brad Band. Kids' activities will be in front of Busy Bee and beside the chapel. Caltrain, presented by 4D Farms. I'm not sure what that Caltrain is, but I may have to take a ride on that.
I don't know. I was thinking
here's something
thing.
Down your alley, Ronnie. Mechanical Bull.
Yeah. Turn that thing wide open.
If you'll get on that, I'll be there to watch.
Yeah, I got some spurs and some chaps, and I'll stay on it all day.
And the kids will love this. Blow-up bounce rides.
They better have
There'll be a prize tent.
They better have them staked down, you know.
That's a dangerous when the wind's blowing.
You got that right.
There'll be games for all ages, snow cones, cotton candy, you name it. $5 food court, local restaurants providing food. Now, here's one that's going to draw some people. New to Coleman, beer and drinks. You name it, you can drink it. Celebrate Coleman is put on in association with Coleman Downtown Merchants Association and Coleman Parks and Recreations. Come out and join us, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, where we'll be broadcasting live from downtown for Celebrate Coleman Friday, August the 1st. We're going to go to a quick break, come back in just a minute and talk a little more football. Get ready to give us a call, 737-9951.
Stay with us. Thanks.
We can't turn back without an order from you.
I'm not talking while the flavor lasts.
What are you chewing?
Peach nut gum.
We could be in for a long voyage.
Did a headache spoil the day for you? Are you still feeling a little miserable and upset? Well, of course, it would have been wise to take Alka-Seltzer at work earlier in the day. But don't wait now. Take it right away. And next time, remember that Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headaches. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take. Pleasant tasting, too. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work. And say, that fizz that creates thousands of sparkling bubbles gives speed to Alka-Seltzer's relief-giving qualities. Yes, it gets there fast to give fast relief. So remember, first aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer.
I know you're going to be mighty busy during the next 5 days, friends, and I also know that you don't want to wake up Christmas morning with a cold. But have you noticed Old Man Cold is really making the rounds? Let's hope he doesn't catch up with you. However, if you should feel a cold coming on, remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, remember and try Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from much of your cold distress. Here's the ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. B, be wise. Beware of drafts, be careful of your diet, and be sure you dress sensibly and try to get more rest than usual. And C stands for comfort. The comfort an Alka-Seltzer gargle can give a sore throat caused by a cold. Well, there it is, friends. Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment, as easy as ABC to follow and really effective. Just try it and see for yourself. Remember, when you begin to sniffle and sneeze, start Alka-Seltzer's ABCs. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, and they better buy that extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Back with you here on 95.5 Sports Talk Live, and we have been talking, kind of arguing back and forth about the Alabama football season. A little different view, but we'll stay friends, Ronnie.
Yeah, exactly right. It's not that personal.
Breaking it down, Ronnie, what else you got for us on Alabama?
Well, one thing I noticed that Coach Saban mentioned was, you know, he, as we talked about Auburn having a couple of kids that were, you know, had made some poor choices. Well, Alabama, you know, they've got the same thing. They've got the Reed kid, who is a JUCO coming in. He was projected to possibly be their starting defensive end, or at worst, their second team defensive end. And then, you know, Kenyon Drake, who crossed the line.
Had to get in that car.
Crossed the yellow caution tape to get to his car, and he got arrested for that. So, but basically, what Saban said about that was, they were suspended from all activities, but they're not kicked off the team. And that's where he left it. He never addressed it again after that. So you can read into that what you want to read into it.
It sounds a lot like the Nick Marshall situation, and who knows. It'll be handled, but I'm sure we won't hear a lot about it. Probably not a need to hear a lot about it.
No, there's not. So, you know, as we said the other day, football season is, you know, several weeks away. By the time it's we're ready to play, or they're ready to play, it'll never be mentioned again.
That's right, and football fans sure won't mention it again. As long as their players are out there playing and they're getting the W's, they're basically not concerned with the off-field activities.
Oh, exactly right. So, but you know, it's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be a good year. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it getting started, and we'll see how it goes. But again, I have Alabama running the table, winning every regular season game, and Jason, you have them losing three games.
So. Three games, and if I were picking it honestly and betting a house on it, I would probably say one game. But just for aggravation, I'm going to say three.
Yeah, just to be a thorn.
Just to be a thorn in your side when you lay down at night.
Well, that is. I mean, when you say they're going to lose three, that nearly puts me over the top.
Hey, we have got a ton of people streaming now, and I know you've got telephones. We'd like to hear from some of you.
Yeah, give us
we're
a
able
call.
To take phone calls, and we will have this situation improved again, hopefully by our next show. Got a lot of exciting things coming up next week. Tuesday, like we said, Where's Moolah, presented by People's Bank. Going to be throwing out $100 somewhere, or the money won't actually be in there, but instructions to get
$100,
the money. It'll be $100 Tuesday.
$100 Tuesday.
We have cleared that with People's Bank. And
can our kids participate?
Well, ours probably couldn't find it.
So. Well, you got that right. Why would I even say something as silly as that?
And then a week from tonight, next Thursday at 5 p.m., we will have Chandler Nelson in from West Point. And
yeah.
He has signed with Tennessee Tech.
Tennessee Tech. I think that's where Watson Brown, I may be wrong, I don't know. This is way off the cuff. But I was thinking that's where Watson Brown was the head coach. I don't know if he still is. But, you know, he was a longtime coach at UAB. Was a coach at Vandy before that. Actually, that's Mac Brown's, you know, brother.
Yeah.
So I think that he's still there. I'm not sure. But, yeah, Chandler will be in with us next Thursday, so we look forward to talking to him.
And we'll be interviewing several athletes throughout the year, those that have signed and went on to the next level and hopefully get some high school guys and girls in. I know we're going to have Paige Parker in at some point when basketball starts. She went to Union and is back at Cold Springs and going to be
teaching.
She's at Holly Pond now.
She's at Holly Pond. I talked to Coach Adams the other day.
Oh, great hire for Holly Pond.
They hired her at Holly Pond.
I'm going to have to get on to Bruce.
They stole her away from Cold Springs.
Stole her away from the Blue and Gold.
That's right. That's exactly right. And Coach Adams, who coaches out at Holly Pond, I'm going to get in contact with him. He had one of his players last year, Natalie Holcomb, who I believe signed with Gadsden State. So we're going to try to get her to come up sometime when she can and sit down and talk to us too.
That's right. We want the local athletes to have some exposure here on 95.5. That's what it's about. We want to give exposure to all the county athletes. I know when football rolls around, we will have the coaches in, and we hope to start that Tuesday night with Coach Elliott at Cold Springs. I haven't got a confirmation on that yet, but planning on Tuesday night for Rod Elliott to either call in or be in the studio with us.
Yeah, and I know that's tough for them right now because football season is just about to kick off for them, as we talked about. You know, they're already in the field house, and they're lifting and running, and they'll start two-a-days, you know, really soon. I know they've got 7-on-7 camps. That's probably the reason that Coach Elliott, I think it is, he couldn't be here. It's at 7-on-7.
The game was changed. It was supposed to be Friday night, and it was changed Thursday night due to the threat of rain.
Yeah.
And so he couldn't join us Tuesday night.
Right.
So.
But look forward to Coach Elliott, you know, hopefully being with us on Tuesday. And then, you know, we're going to try to line up all of our coaches to get them in or get them on the phone and, you know, let them sell their program. And then hopefully, you know, we'll have some folks from the community call in and, you know, talk about their local team, how you think they're going to do. And if we can get the coaches in the studio, they can ask them questions.
Looking forward to the season kicking off. It'll give us a ton more to talk about. We can discuss each game, and the county games will be covered, be ranking the teams as we talked about. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It certainly is. Hey, well, on a completely different note, did you see where Sarah Patterson, the gymnast, the coach at University of Alabama, has retired?
That is a huge loss for Alabama gymnastics.
Don't you know? I tell you what now, you go to a gymnastics meet, you better have a ticket ahead of time. Now, you can go watch a basketball game, and you don't need a ticket.
That's right.
You know, you can sit just about wherever you want to. You know, on the floor, you know, there's a lot of tickets available, unfortunately, to watch them during basketball season. But you won't go down there and get a good ticket when they have a gymnastics meet going on.
When Brittany, our daughter, was growing up, she was in gymnastics, and so we had made arrangements. And as you said, got the tickets early. Took Brittany to a gymnastics match, got down there, and Brittany's eyes are not the best in the world. Let's just leave it at that. We get about to walk in the Coliseum, and she informs us at that point that she forgot her contacts. So she didn't know what was going on. She could see little blurred visions of people, but she didn't even know what event they were on most of the time.
She didn't know it was on the floor where they was jumping over the vault. I think that's it. So, but, yeah, I just saw that where – Sarah Patterson was retiring. She's having to have knee replacement surgery or something. Said she's going to be out of commission for a year. So, wow, what a loss to that athletic program. Yeah, it's huge. I think they've won, you know, six or so national championships under her. I think, you know, and these figures may be wrong. I'm just trying to remember them from seeing the paper, but I think she'd been there like 36 years.
Goodness. Yeah.
And at one time, some of the folks would have liked for her to have been the AD.
Hey, well, we're talking about gymnastics, and that is a little different sport. So while we're on the topic of a different sport, did you watch any of the World Cup?
What's that?
What is that? I knew you were going to be one just by looking at you. I had the same attitude and watched the United States play.
I watched that. I watched part of that.
I didn't know what was going on part of the time, some of the calls were, but I actually did enjoy the game. I know Facebook was arguing back and forth with some people about, is soccer even a real sport?
Right.
But I'm telling you, you have to be athletic to play soccer.
You talk about just constantly, you know, moving and running. And
No time is wasted with timeouts. And
the only thing I don't get and I don't understand is, you know, in football you start, say, with or basketball, you start a quarter with 8 minutes and it runs, you know, the time runs down. Well, soccer is the opposite. You know, you basically start at zero and it goes up. I don't understand why you do that.
Yeah, when I was watching the game where we were scored on right at the end of the game, I had no idea how much time was left. Yeah, I don't understand running the clock up.
No, I don't either.
And then you add time.
There's some guys standing over on the side with a little sign, you know, that has times on it. Why make that so complicated?
Yeah, put a clock up like you do in every other sport.
Exactly.
And let everybody know.
Yeah, start it on how many minutes you're going to play and let it run down. But I did. I watched a little bit of the USA. Wow. I mean, it's impressive by the
United States made a huge showing that most people thought, even the coach. Did you hear the comments? We're not going to win this.
I know. And I do think, did Germany not win it?
Yeah, Germany won
it. See, there you go. Well-rounded.
That's it. Talking about the kids at Alabama, bouncing back and forth here, but this pops in my mind. Ronnie, once again, I asked you the other night, I ask you again, if you're a coach in that situation, how do you handle a kid like that? Do you go for the suspension or?
Oh, with
I'm still thinking about Nick Marshall and the kids at Alabama, and it's all the time somebody getting in trouble for this or that.
Well, you know, coming basically from a, you know, a high school background, and we talked a little bit about that on Tuesday, I would just – you know, I don't think they will sit them. I don't think any of the four, the two that are at Auburn and two that are at Alabama will miss a minute. But for me, I've got to sit them some period of time.
You've got to make some kind of point.
Yeah. You know, if
the prisoners will be running the prison before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if it's a quarter, whatever the case may be, I just think it's the right thing to do. Will they do it? Probably not. And they know more about the situation than I do.
But when you're a coach on the college level and getting the pay that Nick Saban, which his job will never be in any danger. In fact, he said that he would retire at Alabama.
That's what he said today. Yes.
That's where they would end their career and probably move on to ESPN.
Yes.
But when you're getting paid, let's take Gus Malzahn, for instance. When your job is riding on 18-year-old to 21, 22-year-olds, you may let a little more slide.
You got that right because, you know, your head's on the chopping block, you know? I mean, that's kind of a cruel way of looking at it. But
it is.
You have
at
to,
Auburn especially
you have
right
to win.
Now, and Gene Chizik, a perfect example of that.
Yeah. You know, wins the national championship, has a bad year, and, you know.
He gone.
Get the U-Hollets up here. You know, keep them out of the grass. We don't want to hurt the value of our property when we try to sell it, so. But one thing at Media Day I heard Saban say, because one person asked him about, he's now a granddad, and he said, of course, he lit up and started to smile, you know, and he looks kind of.
Grandkids will light you up, got one of my own, and I'm telling you, nothing like it.
Changed his whole demeanor,
yeah.
You know, and I thought, well, maybe this is really showing what he's really like. But he said, basically said the biggest mistake he's made so far was when he made the statement, she'll be all right, just let her cry.
Yeah.
He said that did not go over well.
You don't say that with grandma around.
No,
especially.
No. Miss Terry, I think. So I think he pretty much got in the doghouse there.
Hey, let's make a few notes before we're going off the air tonight. We'll be leaving you here in about 2 or 3 minutes. Just remember, if you missed part or all of tonight's show, of course, if you missed all of it, Ronnie, you wouldn't be hearing this anyway. So if you missed part of tonight's show.
That's profound. Now.
Yeah, that is good thinking.
Oh, that at 6 o'clock in the evening, after a long day, I'll give you credit for that one.
If you missed part of tonight's show or happen to be a newcomer, an hour or so after the show ends, the show will be available on demand at the radio station's website, and that is at www.live95coleman.com. Write the phone number down, 256-737-9951. And remember the events we have coming up next week.
Yeah, we got Coach Elliott. Hopefully he'll be here on Tuesday. Chandler Nelson will be with us on Thursday. Rex will be back with us for the fishing report. Maybe he'll tell us how he did in the tournament that they're fishing in tonight.
Is there any local fishing tournaments going on during the week that you know of?
The only ones that I know of that go on during the week is there's one on Friday nights at Katoma, and then again, on, I believe it's Mondays.
I know I live on Lake George, and they have a small tournament on Saturday night.
Yeah, I used to fish that one every now and then. You know, catch fish about 12 inches long.
Yeah,
about the size of a sardine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And be sure to listen to the station, 95.5, during the week. Listen in for the music, and we'll be back with you Tuesday night. And be sure to give us a call next week. This phone situation will be worked out, and I think we're going to be ready to roll.
Yeah, call and partner with us. We look forward to it. Jason, have a great weekend, man.
Hey, you
folks,
too,
stay safe out there. Join us next week. Hey, we're gonna hide some more cash come
That's
next
right.
week.
Come Tuesday, thanks to People's Bank.
That's right.
Hey, see you, everyone.
See you. Bye, guys.
Thank you. number one.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Yeah, I am a man, 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 up, up in the air. And I run around, round, round, round this town, town, and act like I don't care.